This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You are free to call in and talk live here on the national airwaves. Free Talk Live is broadcast on more than 190 stations across the U.S. And, well, we have you guys to thank for it. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Daryl, let's go right to the phones. Got Chris calling in from Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live, calling in on the amplifier lines, I believe.
That's right. Hi, Mark and Daryl. This is Chris. I'm catching up on some old podcasts, and I was really impressed. You had the gentleman Riley who was visiting Keene, and I believe he puts together a synopsis of Free Talk Live on a weekly basis and does a lot of work.
Actually, it's a daily. He does a daily digest.
Daily digest. Excuse me. And to learn that he was also blind just reminded me what a sort of a lazy whiner I am. I just wondered if you could shed any light on how does he do what he does? Did you spend enough time with him to understand the technology behind all of this? It just seemed really fascinating and extremely impressive. And yeah. I just wanted to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's amazing. Obviously, audio editing is something that a blind person can do well. One of the things about audio editing, and Daryl does more than I do.
Yes.
But
I'm very visual, and this is going to sound very weird to somebody that's never done audio editing, but I am very visual when I edit audio because I like looking at the waveforms, especially because I do a daily newscast. And so if I, misspeak while reading a sentence, and then I realize, oh, I've got to go back and reread that sentence. I want to make sure that everything sounds smooth.
Yep.
So I'll take, like a hard p or k sound, and then I can look at the waves and, all right, so here's where the p starts here, here's where it starts here, and cut, and then you're not going just on audio. But I don't think that's the type of audio editing that Riley is doing.
No, Riley does something different, but all good audio editors are basically making themselves irrelevant in the listening. So if something's edited well, you don't know that you're listening to something that's edited well.
Correct.
Good audio is something you should never be thinking about at all. You should be experiencing it.
Right.
And whether it's you or Riley, obviously both of you have great skills and do it differently. Riley's amazing because he can't see either.
Right.
I can tell you this about Riley. I do know some of the tech, but I was kind of struck. I took care of Riley a couple of times, put him in my car and that kind of thing. Well, he goes along with his cane and kind of takes your arm. So he gets around, but I've never experienced that before. So it's kind of odd. I'm taking this guy on my arm and he's, got his cane and that kind of thing. But some of the interesting stuff is he's got this phone and everything, all the text messages, everything he gets, and he's always getting these things, just like, any young person, he's always getting texts and emails and stuff. The speed at which he listens to this audio.
Oh, that baffled me.
Yeah. I couldn't understand it. 5x speed or something, listening to something.
I listen to podcasts generally between 1.5 to 2x speed, which is still kind of fast.
Yeah, that's fast.
But this, it was... Wait, what? How were those words? And then he's got this Braille typewriter app on the phone to where if you've ever seen Braille, it's like a box.
Sure,
And he is typing and pressing where the little bumps would go if you were actually
there.
Right, but he knows where
they would go.
The three fingers are, and he's typing, these.
Off he goes to the races.
Whatever, these three fingers would make this letter, and these two fingers make this, and he's just typing away.
Yeah, he does. So he does all the editing for the Edgington Post. If you, anybody who listens to Free Talk Live knows that I do some extra audio for,
right,
for the show. And what I'm amazed at is he works hourly. I get his monthly thing, and I'm like, man, that's all the time he spent doing this? He's fast. And his computer does the same thing. It spits out these words at 5 times speed. I'm just amazed. I couldn't speak to anything about how he goes about doing stuff.
Yeah.
I tried to talk to him a little bit about audio editing, but he's communicating in a way that isn't for me.
And there was an app that he mentioned, and I'm probably not going to give the actual correct app name, but it was something like Be My Eyes, to where he could point the camera on his phone at something, and somebody that's looking at the app at the exact moment, or I guess, fairly quickly,
one of the helpers that uses the app,
would then say, oh, that is this thing.
Right. So you stub your toe on an anvil and like, what the hell is this thing?
Yeah, what did I bump into? And then you take a picture of it, and then somebody tells you what the thing is.
Yep. And I'm just happy to be giving a guy who's blind a little bit of work in a field that he's excited about. But what's the name of his podcast, Anarcho Agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to go check out Riley at Anarcho Agenda. What is the website for that? Do you have any clue, Daryl?
I don't remember. Probably anarchoagenda.com. Just do a search for Anarcho Agenda.
Yeah. Don't worry. There's search engines out there.
Well, Riley, I'm sure you'll hear this. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It's incredibly impressive. And tomorrow, when I think I'm having a tough day at work, I'll just stop and remember all that you're accomplishing and promptly shut up.
And, Chris, keep in mind that if you do pull down the digest off of the podcast feed, there are Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrency addresses if you would like to throw him a few bucks.
Yep, that's great.
Great idea. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's inspiring what people are able to overcome, and exciting to be involved at all. Let's go to the 11 rage-inducing facts about the student. Hold on just a second. The wildly out of control student loan debt bubble here, according to the economiccollapseblog.com. Now, there are a few sites where I'm careful about what I get from them, and I like to check. It's a bit harder. I'm not saying that they give you bad information. I'm saying that they have a skewed point of view.
They present it in such a way.
Now, the Economic Collapse blog, I will use as a source because they don't say things that are wrong, but they clearly state in their web address what their point of view is. Their point of view is they're bearish, right? The whole economy is falling apart.
It's all going to fall apart in 6 months. Go get beans and rice and blah, blah, blah. Get ready for the collapse. It's coming in 6 months. And I've been hearing this for close to 20 years.
Well, I don't know how long the site's been up, but it's been more than 6 months, I can assure you.
Right. But, and it's not just from, one single source, but, for a really long time, I've been hearing everything's collapsing, 6 months, blah, blah, blah. But, at some point, it's the boy that cried wolf. I'm going to stop paying attention to you.
Well, they will be right. The economy will collapse.
But not in 6 months.
Well, I don't frankly
for the
know.
Last 20 years, it's been 6 months.
The Wall Street is at the longest bull run in history right now, and Wall Street tends to take the economy with it. Not every time, but it tends to. And so you may very well see within the next 6 months some kind of recession or whatever it turns into. Now, what a
recession
when it
is
comes
hardly.
To
the entire economy is, gone to S. You can't use dollars to buy anything. All the stores are shut down because, we basically turned into Venezuela.
You know what the difference between a recession and a depression is? In a depression, you lose your job. But I do think they have some important points here when it comes to the student loan loan bubble thing. Now, I don't know what a collapse in that area is going to look like. I don't know if that means lower prices, higher prices, colleges going out of business. I don't have any idea. But I know that many of these facts are important and worth considering.
I don't think the politicians would let their colleges go out of business.
Their particular colleges? Their alma maters?
No, I mean the ones that are run by the state governments. So they will not allow those to go out of business.
So taxes will go up. Could be. 855-450-3733.
Or just raise tuition.
They can't! That's already the problem! 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Put it to you.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And I want to tell you about CryptoTip.org. CryptoTip.org is a project mainly put together by my co-host Ian. He's certainly, there's, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants and all that stuff, but I think that it's a great bit of activism. I support it 100%, and you don't hear me so say I support Ian 100% all the time, but I really do support this. It's a great outreach tool. It's what these are is business card size printable cryptocurrency tips. So if you want to spread the ideas of cryptocurrency, this is a great way to do it. Now, I recommend leaving a regular tip, but leave this on top of it. Give an extra tip in cryptocurrency so that people get it in their hands. They got to have it to spend it. This is the way that Bitcoin was spread far and wide by Roger Ver and so many people out there, and it's getting it in people's hands. You get email notifications when the tips are redeemed. You choose the amount of the tips and the number to print, how long they're good for, because when they expire, unredeemed tips expire, it returns to you. There's no additional fee, but you can donate to the site's development. Now with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, CryptoTip.org. Going back here from the Economic Collapse blog, the 11 maddening reasons, rage-inducing facts about America's wildly out-of-control student loan debt bubble. Number one, the student loan debt bubble has now grown to $1.4 trillion. When we're talking about trillions of dollars, I mean, it's unbelievable. This is some large percentage of the GDP. And I don't know. I mean, these kids can't pay for this stuff. These young people that have these debts, they're not going to be able to pay for it. And then what's going to happen? These banks, is it going to be like the housing crisis where, you know, bad debt, bad loans were given on houses and it's never going to get paid, and so these banks have to be bailed out again because they made bad investments?
Well, here's the difference between a mortgage, which is the loans on the houses that you were talking about, and the student loans, is the student loans are federally guaranteed.
And you can't get out of them through bankruptcy or, a short sale or anything.
I've heard that in some cases, even death doesn't wipe it away, that it then winds up going to the estate or to the heirs.
I think that's pretty much true with all debt, that, death doesn't wipe it out, that the state would, have to pay for it. You know, you've got assets and you've got debts, and no particular reason why you shouldn't have to pay your debts just because you died. So yes, that's true. But more importantly,
I'm guessing there are probably some companies that would wind up, oh, you owe us $300 on this bank card. You died. We'll forgive that and not put a further burden on your estate.
Probably, if you're talking about a small amount, but a larger amount, they'll probably go after it. The larger the amount, the more likely that they would go through the work of
it. Right, and one of the problems that these student loan things have is the fairly high interest rates, and of course, I'm not suggesting that the interest rate should not exist on a student loan debt, because there's nothing that can be repossessed if the person doesn't wind up paying. Oh, we're going to take that diploma off of the wall.
Oh, they can repossess because they can garnish your wages. Basically, these things are all through the government.
Right, certainly they can garnish wages, but if you don't pay your mortgage, they take your house.
They can, yeah, sure.
If you don't pay your student loan debt, then, yeah, they might garnish your wages, asterisk, if certain, planetary alignments are such. But a lot of people will wind up paying the minimum or close to the minimum payment, which does nothing to even touch the principal. And I've heard in some cases the minimum payment doesn't even cover the interest.
Right. I mean, these are bad loans in many cases. They're poorly put together. And
one would think that if there's going to be a minimum payment, that minimum should be set at least high enough to cover the interest and touch the principal.
Why? I mean, they're just trying to get you to sign on the dotted line.
Right. I realize the banks have no incentive to wind up, telling the student, yes, the interest payment or the minimum payment doesn't cover all of the interest. I'm just trying to think logically, if you're trying to help someone, then you set the minimum payment to where they're at least touching the principal.
I think that
I realize it's not, a good economic decision from the standpoint of the lender because they just keep getting more money.
You're asking young people to take out loans.
Not asking any of them to take out loans.
Well, the public who's listening to me, and I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to them. I realize you're in the room. Young people are being asked to take out loans that are in much higher than car loans in many cases, and they are really not qualified to make these financial decisions if their parents and their parents have been fed this line of bull for decades that the only way to really make it in the world is to have a college education. If college educated people make this much more than people who are not college educated and blah blah blah, ultimately at some point or another, a college education is going to cost too much. So, number one, the student loan debt bubble has grown to $1.4 trillion. In 2007, the amount of student loan debt in the U.S. was just $545 billion. So it has gone close to triple what it was in just about 10 years ago. That is unsustainable. That is a bubble waiting to happen, and I don't know what's going to happen when it pops, but it isn't going to be good. These banks are basically putting young people in shackles of slavery for the rest of their lives. The only thing they can do is leave the country in order to not pay this debt, because it's death or expatriation is the only way you're going to get out of it. You can't do a bankruptcy, and
Well, it gets you out of it, but it doesn't get the loan forgiven.
No. Well, I mean, not the loan, because the universities really don't have the problem here. They're just rolling in dough.
Right.
I hope they're putting this money away. Many of them probably are not, but they're just rolling in the easy money right now.
Right.
But it's going to go away. They cannot sustain this kind of increase in tuition costs, this kind of debt that's being taken on.
Now, I guess one way to actually wind up, not burdening someone else with your student loan debt is you wind up not having a state-recognized marriage and you don't have any heirs that the state is aware of, and then they can't wind up, putting your debt burden on someone else after you die. It just gets forgiven.
That's not an out. You can't even work. 855-450-3733. Any thoughts on student debt? I'm glad to hear them. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. CEO Les Moonves is out at CBS effective immediately. That word from the company in the wake of the mounting sexual harassment allegations against Moonves. Tony DeCoppel is with CBS.
The number of women now publicly accusing CBS President Les Moonves of sexual misconduct has doubled to 12, according to a new report by The New Yorker detailing six previously unreported incidents, which allegedly took place between the 1980s and early 2000s. According to the magazine, they include claims that Moonves forced them to perform oral sex on him, exposed himself to them without their consent, and that he used physical violence and intimidation against them.
CBS has announced $2 million will be donated to Me Too organizations to be deducted from severance benefits that may be due Moonves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Talking about a very serious topic here. Student loan debt bubble. I don't know what else to call it. It's going to be blowing up here in the relatively near future. I don't know what it's going to look like when it does, and I hope the best for everyone. But don't say that you weren't warned, because we've been warning you here on Free Talk Live for a long time. I've also been telling you for a long time to use MyPillow. MyPillow is the brand name, and there's a couple of things that I really like about MyPillow. I think that, one, what's important is it'll hold your head and neck in the proper position so that you're getting a good night's rest. You're not going to experience neck pain, at least not from having your head in the wrong position. This can help with headaches and that sort of thing, and that's important. You can find that from a lot of pillows. By the way, if you're using a down pillow, throw that thing away and immediately get a MyPillow. That's my first and primary recommendation. But you can find other pillows. I had one that was a latex pillow that would hold my head and neck in the right position. But it couldn't be washed. So these pillows, over time, they're getting dust mites in them and sweat and whatever else is going on. You can't wash them. I just had mine washed two or three days ago. It's great. It's so nice. Nice, fluffy, clean, delightful pillow. And I have that experience every night, and I think you should too. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com and get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. Remember, if you don't like MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for your purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. And I'm happy to recommend it because I think it's a great product. We do get a little bit if you use promo code FTL, but we don't get any money for reading it. And I wouldn't read an article that an ad that I didn't believe. Going on with the 11 rage-inducing facts about America's wildly out-of-control student loan debt bubble. Number 4, Americans now owe more on their student loans than they do on their credit cards. If that doesn't surprise you.
With the figure that you gave in number 1 of student loan debt of $1.4 trillion, and the figure that I saw like 2 weeks ago was 1.25, but you know, like that's close enough.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me that it's more than credit cards.
Once you know that fact, but
my guess is that it's probably, and I think I also saw that it's second only to home loans.
Well, home loans, there's something backing them up, but yes.
Right, correct. But as far as, you know, specific types of debt.
Sure.
Home loan, number 1. Student loan, number 2, I believe.
I guess my thought on home loans is you got to live somewhere, and you're going to pay for living somewhere. You don't have to go into student debt for most careers.
Right, but there are a lot of people that live in apartments.
Sure.
That don't have a mortgage.
Yeah, it's true. But they're paying something to live somewhere, and
right, they're paying something to live somewhere, but your monthly rent doesn't get calculated into the home loan number.
That's true. I guess, okay, so
you're presuming that everybody lives in a house and has to borrow money to live where they live.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that everybody...
You said everybody has to live somewhere.
Yes, everybody has to live somewhere. That's still a fact.
Yes.
But you've got to pay something to live in that place. So I have experienced situations where I have paid less to live in a home that I had a mortgage on, and I could leave any time by selling it than I did by simply having an apartment. Apartments can be expensive, especially if you're in those big apartment complexes with
right.
lots of options.
But some people... Because maybe they think, I'm only going to be here for 3 years.
Yep.
It doesn't make financial sense to buy a house and then try to sell it that soon.
It depends on the market. It depends on where you are. So you've got to live somewhere, and a lease is often more binding than a mortgage because you can choose to sell your house anytime, and it depends on the market. There were
right.
times... And I'm not saying right now because I'm not sitting in front of every person looking at every situation. It usually takes 10 years, they say, to make a mortgage make sense.
Right. I've heard 10, 15.
Yeah, I'm
and again, a lot of it depends on area, circumstance,
right.
et cetera, et cetera. And just because the market is good today doesn't mean it's going to be that way in 5 or 10 years when you think you're going to sell it.
A lot of people feel like they have to have homes because they have kids or
right.
a big dog. By the way, big dogs have got to be the most costly thing that you can have because suddenly apartments are out and you've got to rent a home.
Right.
And many renters have decided, oh, well, big dogs aren't that great because sometimes they'll chew a hole in the wall or,
yeah.
you know, be on the floor or
and
whatever it is. That
small
they do.
Dogs make noise.
Well, big dogs make noise, too. More. Get bigger vocal cords.
So let's continue with this thing that you found to be surprising, that student loan debt is...
$1.4 trillion.
Right, but the second point, I forget the exact wording.
Yeah, number 4 is now that Americans owe more on student loans than they do on their credit cards.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, it surprised me. In 2003, student loan debt accounted for just 3.3% of all household debt. Today, that number has grown to 10.5%. So 2003, not that long ago, 15 years ago. In 15 years, you've basically seen a tripling of today's of household debt, of debt of student loan debt to household debt ratio. The current student loan, this is number 6, the current student loan 90-day delinquency rate is?
I've heard that it was surprisingly high. I forget what the number was.
Here it says 11.2%. So that means
yeah.
almost one out of nine people with a student loan debt is now 90 days out. And that's after all the finagling, all the switching up the amounts and that sort of thing to make it so that people can make their payments.
Right.
One out of nine's not even doing that.
Right. And well, there are some people that don't know that they can wind up applying for, you know, whatever that restructure or whatever the thing is. And then there are some people that they know about it, but there's a lot of paperwork and they might not have all of whatever's needed.
And this, many people just don't want to pay anymore. I know a couple of my friends who have student loan, and they're just like, I'm not paying that. They've got other things that are on their minds that they want to pay, and, you know, they've got their education. It wasn't that valuable to them for whatever reason, and they're not paying it. It's not going to get paid. 30% of all student loans in the United States are either in deferment or forbearance. The most common reason a loan is placed into one of those categories is because the borrower cannot pay. 30%.
Yeah, that's the number that I was thinking of that was surprisingly high.
Right, so that 11.2% number doesn't really include the people who have just given up. They've been, you know, many years not paying and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so when you add those together, which I think is what you do, then that means like 40-something percent are in some kind of trouble with their student loan.
Well, I can tell you this. According to number 8, it's being projected that a whopping 40% of all student loan borrowers will default on their loans by 2023. So they'll be in full default.
Yeah.
And, I mean, can America handle 40% of college graduates, I guess, being in default? It's not the same number, but it's close.
Yeah, and that's a number that I'm really curious of. How many college graduates have college loan debt? Because you have to take into account that there are some people that they only go to a trade school, which technically is a college. There are some people that wind up getting scholarships that cover everything, so they don't have stuff. Some people are lucky enough to have mommy and daddy pay for it.
Don't forget scholarships, yeah. We're just paying off my wife's student loan debt this year. She's 50. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition, final segment. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Got a call on the line here, but I want to finish what we were talking about here. From the Economic Collapse blog, the student loan debt bubble. From 2007 to 2017, 10 short years, college tuition costs have jumped 63%. School housing has surged 51%, and the price of textbooks by 88%. There's nothing that compares to that as far as pricing out there. And the only explanation is that colleges feel like there's just a bunch of free money floating around, and they want to get it.
Right.
That's how the market works. If the supply of money goes up for colleges, then costs are going to go up. And
right. If car loans became federally guaranteed, then the cost of new cars would skyrocket.
It would. What keeps it down now is that people, they know there's consequences for taking out the loans.
Right.
Some people are better and worse at managing their money, but there's still consequences. That's what we have a credit system for. College students, most of them, they don't even understand credit yet. Number 10. In 2001, 18.6% of all U.S. Households, led by someone in the 18 to 34 age bracket, were carrying household debt. Today, that number is 44.8%. So from 18% to 44%. It's a big, big difference.
Yes.
Young people are saddled with debt, and that can't be good for your economy.
Right, and again, they're selectively choosing 18 to 34. You mentioned that your wife, who just turned 50, just paid off her student loans. I wonder if you wind up, going up an age bracket and saying 18 to 55.
Well,
what percent? And I know that they're, selectively.
This is household debt, but yeah.
Households with student loan debt.
No, this is household debt, carrying household debt.
Ah, okay. I thought it was households with student loan debt.
Right. So most households are carrying debt because of mortgages. If you remove mortgages from the picture, and I look at mortgage debt differently than I look at regular debt because you're living in it at the very least. Not
still
to say
debt.
That, what's that?
It's still debt.
It's still debt, but it's different debt. I mean, it's not like running out. Okay, if you buy a house, you can probably sell that house for something close to what you bought it for, even the day after you bought it. If you buy a TV or a couch or, you know, tickets to the races, whatever it is that you buy, the chances are you cannot get the kind of money out of it that you put into it. There's very few things that you can. That's why a house, although it's what they call it, it's a liability, it's a depreciating asset is the best way to describe
right.
it. So you're going to live somewhere. I consider household debt to be different. Number 11, each year more than 1 million Americans default on their student loans. So the warning's been issued, America. You know, because we've talked about it many times here, and we're going to continue to talk about it, and I think we'll talk about it after it occurs, too. There's a coming economic bubble, and it's going to surround this student loan debt.
Right, and the question is, you know, when's it going to collapse? And I know that there are people saying, you know, like the entire economy is going to collapse in 6 months. I've been hearing it way too long to take anybody seriously when they say that. So, you know, what do you do?
The reality
is... Do you live perpetually in fear?
No. The reality is, well, you need to be prepared for debt. So what does an economic collapse do to somebody who's not in debt? Well, it can stifle business. So Free Talk Live definitely saw lower ad revenue during the economic downturn.
Right.
Definitely saw that. There's nothing I could have done to prepare for that other than save money. And
save 1,000 pounds of rice and beans and stock up on canned food. I was at my running club last week, or not this past week, 2 weeks ago, because I had a board meeting this past week. But this guy was telling me that his daughter, who's in college now, had come home for something and wanted some soup. And he was like, well, we've got some over in the cupboard. She opens it up, and she's like, this soup looks kind of weird. It expired in the year 2000.
Mm.
He had it because he was prepared for Y2K, and he never checked expiration dates of any of the canned foods. He said he moved like half a dozen times and kept packing up all of these crates and boxes of canned foods and just carried them with him and didn't pay attention that they had been expired for like 17, 18 years.
Canned food doesn't keep as well as dehydrated foods and things like that.
Right. But there are people, probably like this guy, that have a bunch of... You're going to have to mute the...
What is that?
It's something on the computer. Just hit the button to mute the computer audio. That sounded like somebody calling on Telegram. But, you know, there are probably people that do have some canned food stored up because the economy is going to collapse in 6 months and they've been hearing it for 20 years.
I'm sure that they've got some canned food. Canned food is, you know, again, not the greatest thing to store. If you're going to get it, you need to cycle it. You know, it's a good idea to have some extra canned food in the house, but you eat the oldest stuff first and, you know, keep the 6 cans
yeah.
or whatever.
And he said the lesson that he learned was he didn't need enough soup.
Yeah, well, I think he's probably right on that. Let's go to the phones here. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've been talking about that student loan thing since 1982. I identified it as a racket. But first of all, thanks for playing the Onion segment about my cousin's invention again, the Large Hadron Collider. He won the Nobel Prize for inventing the collider.
We don't pick which onions run. There's just a rotator, and all of them are in there.
And that's only for people who are listening to LRN.FM as
yeah,
Liberty
so
Radio.
The people on the broadcast radio or somebody listening to the podcast later, they have no clue what you're talking about as far
as
onion.
Know that his cousin helped invent the Large Hadron Collider.
Yes.
It did not help. invented it.
The
single
thing?
Guy all by himself, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, Nobel Prize winner, physics, 1939, just like Einstein, Nobel Prize winner, 1921.
I'm about the same age as most of my cousins. Must be some kind of like once removed or something, right?
Well, a cousin is a cousin is a cousin. I, for the sake of your radio time, I didn't go into defining exactly the cousin relationship, but so, he is a cousin.
Gotcha. What's
so
on your mind?
Anyway, but yeah, and ironically, I lived right on top of that thing in Geneva, Switzerland. But yeah, 1982, as a student at the University of Minnesota. Oh, also, I'll tell you another time when you can listen to it for yourself. But Gay J pwned a local radio talk show host during a political interview yesterday, and it was very, very amusing.
Alex Jones?
Gay J, Gary Johnson.
Okay, Gary Johnson.
I've never heard him called Gay J. I had no clue who you were talking about.
Yes, I didn't
either. That's because I made it up. I like it.
Okay.
How did he pwn a local
talk show host?
Oh, words can't do justice to it. You just got to listen to it. He just radio guy is a real douche, an arrogant douche, and Johnson latched onto the arrogant douchehood and just shut him down, and the dude was speechless. He's normally, you know, nonstop Mr. Everything, and he was speechless. It was funny.
A talk show host is an arrogant douche. I can't believe that.
I can't believe it's not butter.
No, there aren't any. I'm making it up. But everybody will be able to listen to it from this. This dude will post it in like a week, and I'll tell you, and you can listen to it. It was hilarious. But yeah, I think the government is using the not only the college institutions, but the financing of college to pwn the citizens of the country. They're using it as a source of funding, and they're using it as a source of leverage. If you want this good job, you need to buy our good education at our good institution, where we reward our cronies with overpaid jobs as professors and administrators and such like that. And you sign on the line here, and you pay us X percent interest on this money for the rest of your life.
Well, that's
and
pretty accurate.
It'll support our little racketeering endeavor.
I will
say
this,
one
though,
small.
It's not all. At this point, I think there's more good jobs that don't require a college education than there have ever been before. You can go through different channels to get that good job.
Yeah, I agree, but that doesn't mean just because there's a gangster out there and he has a racket doesn't mean his racket is perfectly all-encompassing. There are ways to stay out of the gangster's racket.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, that's another wrap, Daryl. It's freetalklive.com. You can check us out there, and we're on Twitter and Mastodon and
Facebook.
Facebook still is as angry as it makes Ian. Upsets him.
And Telegram now. Telegram.freetalklive.com.
Is that so? I'm not even on there. Free Talk.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.